I would describe it as 50 Shades of Grey meets the Smithsonian Magazine. It's got a little sex. It's got some history in it because I'm an amateur history buff. And it is very much an homage to the mama of all chick lit novels, Pride and Prejudice, still growing strong in sales 200 years later. God bless Jane Austen.
Hear, hear. Well, how did the story of Imperfect Bliss first occur to you?
For years, I had wanted to do an updated version of Pride and Prejudice because it is one of my favorite books. And it's the kind of book that throughout one's life one returns to and one finds new elements in. And now, 15 years into marriage, I see it as a very intelligent meditation on marriage. Plus, it has one of the hottest male heroes in all of literature. He's every woman's ideal. Darcy is the combination of dark, brooding, and sexy, and financially and emotionally stable.
Oh, yeah.
That, you know, it's hard to find in life. And I think that's part of the enduring appeal of the book. So I had wanted to do an update. And as a former television writer, I wrote for the original Cosby Show. I ran at Spinoff, A Different World. I was a producer on Brooke Shields' show, Suddenly Susan. I was a little horrified by the rise of reality TV, although I confess I then became a closet watcher of The Bachelor.
I was going to say, you know, we talk about guilty pleasures in life.
Yes.
And I know so many women who secretly watch either The Bachelorette or The Real Housewives of fill in the blank.
Exactly. I mean, they're sitting there reading the Smithsonian Magazine, but then they're secretly watching. It's like, you know, we all read The Star. So there is this kind of fascination and revulsion at the same time. And I'm also really fascinated as the mother of a daughter, what influence this is having on the image of women, the way marriage is being depicted, because it really is like, you know, Wellesley, A Ring by Spring, you know, nab the guy, do what you have to in the hot tub to get his attention. And so these kind of backward looking messages were fascinating to me. And so I sort of blended this all together and thought, let's do an updated Pride and Prejudice in which one of the younger daughters in the family gets chosen to be the star of a reality show that is a sort of foot race to the altar. And I'm calling it, shockingly, The Virgin, because as I meditate on reality TV, the only thing that hasn't been done is a woman who's a virgin selecting the guy she's going to marry on air.
Now, Imperfect Bliss, you talk about how some of the things that are done on reality TV, of course, are shocking and shameless. But there is also an aspect of that the more things change, the more they remain the same.
Exactly. Exactly. No, and this is the messages of these reality shows, you know, go back to Jane Austen's time of a woman should aspire to marrying a wealthy man. It is a truth universally acknowledged that a man in possession of good fortune must be in want of a wife. And that's kind of the premise of a lot of these shows. So I'm fascinated that so many years later and after all of the advances that women have made, that this is still kind of the gold standard and the brass ring for which everyone's reaching. The other thing that Jane Austen did that I'm trying to do is ask the question, what is real love and what does make for a good marriage? And a lot of chick lit novels are about the race to the altar or, you know, getting that guy and it ends on the wedding. And I usually begin mine sort of after the I do's with the kind of what the heck did I do that often hits a lot of us. And my main character is divorced and she married the love of her life and she's wondering, you know, how her life went so wrong. And so it's also a very hopeful novel about the second chance at love. And again, what is real, mature and yet passionate love?
You know, this book sounds like it has everything and you have to have thought, what next if I bring this to the small or the big screen? Who do you think would play some of these characters?
Mm-hmm. Well, Quincy Jones's daughter, Rashida Jones, would make the perfect Bliss, pun intended.
And who would be Diana?
Diana, I think we would have to cast a young unknown because she looks like Vanessa Williams. And but Vanessa Williams is gorgeous though she is, she's now a mother of grown women herself. This Diana, the virgin, is 21 years old.
Yeah.
Bobby Cannavale, that very sexy Cuban-Italian. He would make a fantastic Dario. In fact, he and Chris Knopf were battling each other in my head as the muse for that character.